Hey, welcome back, guys. We're back here with the Hip Hop Enthusiast with your host, Kyle French. We got episode 5 for you guys today. Thank you to everybody who's been listening. The 4 episodes, of course, are up on whus.org/talk and also on iTunes. Just search the Hip Hop Enthusiast and you'll find it. This week we got some interesting releases, not as good as the last week's, which I deemed and I stand by was the best week for hip hop in 2017. But we still got some notable stuff to talk about. As always, you can follow my Instagram page as well, where I put my written reviews up along with other interesting content. And that's the Hip Hop Enthusiast on Instagram. And you can also check my other podcast, Couchside Sports, with my co-host Michael Burke. That's also on whus.org and iTunes as well. So I know a lot of people into hip hop are also into sports. And so if you're looking for an entertaining show of that nature, you can definitely check that out. And it's pretty fun. We have a good time. So now on to today's episode. We're going to be getting into number 7 on my new school countdown. We'll have reviews for Aminé and Vic Mensa. We got 2 songs of the week, as I promised you guys last episode, because I cut that segment out to get an extra album review. And some exciting news on upcoming releases. So we'll get to that towards the end of the episode. But we'll start, as always, with the next notch on the countdown here. And my number 7 new school artist is ASAP Rocky. Pretty Flacco himself, Lord Jodye, or however, whatever he calls himself. But, yeah, this guy's, I feel like he gets underrated at times. Everybody pretty much throws him in their top 10, but they don't talk about him that much from what I've seen in the Instagram community that I'm heavily involved in. And just, you know, people in general, they usually know his hits, and they haven't dove too deep into his discography. But I think he definitely deserves a spot on here. And I'll say, before we get into the next few in the coming weeks, 5, 6, and 7 on my list are really interchangeable. It took me a while to decide who I wanted to put where, but I ended up putting ASAP Rocky at 7. And my favorite thing about ASAP is his flow. He's got one of the best flows of the new school. And he really utilizes it well. He's a good lyricist, not great. But his flow makes, you know, his rhymes very catchy and addictive. And I like how he can change up pace. He can put out bangers, you know, with songs like Canal Street, Peso, Fucking Problems, which was probably his biggest song to date, Bass, stuff like that. And he can also put out these laid-back, vibey songs like Phoenix, LSD, Hell, Leaf, stuff like that. So I just like the versatility on him. He can go, you know, multiple routes with his music, and he's always changing up his flow and his rhyme schemes and keeps it interesting. I missed the background on him here. He's 28. He's from Harlem, New York. He put out his first project in 2012, which was his Deep Purple mixtape. And then he also has another mixtape, Live Love ASAP, and he has 2 studio albums, Long Live ASAP, At Long Last ASAP. Which came out in 2013, 2015, respectively. And he also has a collab project with the rest of ASAP Mob, Cozy Tapes Volume 1. And he kind of established ASAP Mob along with ASAP Yams, who unfortunately passed away in this past year due to, I believe, an overdose on lean. So anyone out there on that cough syrup grind, watch yourself. My guy Lil Wayne's almost been killed from that, and we lost this guy ASAP Yams to it. So, you know, you're not that cool for drinking it. Cut that out. It will actually kill you. But, yeah, so they started ASAP Mob, ASAP Worldwide. Rocky, I mean, Yams is technically the leader, but Rocky's the biggest talent on the label. And after him, the talent level, there's a pretty big gap. So he's kind of carrying them on the New York scene over there. And he's got a great personality. That's another thing I love about him. I mean, how many other rappers are out there calling themselves pretty? Like, he literally says in his songs, you know, he's like, yo, I'm a pretty rapper. Like, who says that? That's wild. But, yeah, I just like his personality in that way. He has a lot of fun with his music. And, you know, all of his projects are pretty competitive. It's not like there's a huge fall off from, you know, a standout album to, you know, a somewhat underappreciated mixtape or anything like that. They're all very similar quality. And you get, he kind of progressed, especially with his production on each album that he's been through. He's got a lot of great features on his albums. He's known for, you know, getting great guest appearances. He's got his song One Train from Long Live ASAP is, you know, infamously one of the best posse cuts of the 2010s. I mean, you got Kendrick Lamar on there, Joey Badass, Action Bronson, Danny Brown, Big Crit, Yellow Wolf was on there as well. And then, of course, his biggest song, Fucking Problems, has 2 Chainz, Drake, Kendrick Lamar. So, you know, I don't know. I guess he has a skill for bringing big names together and making great music. And that's what got him number 7 on my list here. My favorite songs from him would be Canal Street, One Train, Goldie, Bass, Peso, Phoenix, Holy Ghost, Ghetto Symphony, Fucking Problems, Hell, and Jukebox Joints. And hopefully we get a new album from ASAP soon. I know I'll get to it at the end of the episode here. The ASAP Mob came out with a bunch of release dates for artists and a new group collab project. So hopefully he's heavily involved with that. But we haven't heard any solo work from him since 2015. You know, 2-year gap is a pretty average window for guys to wait. So I'd be surprised if we don't get it at the end of this year or earlier in 2018. So I'm going to play you guys a quick sample of ASAP Rocky. I'm going to play Canal Street, which is from his album At Long Last, which I would say is his second best album, but I probably like this song as my favorite Rocky song, even though it's not from my favorite album. So here we go. This is ASAP Rocky, Canal Street.
Live through the struggling, life's an everyday
hustle.
I hustle every day in life, thinking back, taking packs up the block. The more the niggas said I couldn't
hustle,
man, fuck them niggas, I'll be back. Strap, back, back, pitching, flipping work, hand in hand, I think they call it track.
Hustle.
Racing laps, free your winter waste, it pays to make it stack. Face the fact, there's always niggas out there trying to knock the
hustle.
I guess that's why they say we trap. Don't let niggas hold you back. I'm just a kettle from the ghetto with no pot to piss in. So who am I to call it black? Black man, black male, black ball, black opsy, black diamonds glistening. Attract the pigs and all the rats. Kitten scratch, I went from roaches on my bunk to rib brooches on the cuff of my tux. Chauffeur pulling up, no ifs, ands, or buts about them. I went to Paris for my trunks. 100,000 spent on gold, y'all used them once. Could give a shit, damn, or fuck about them. Hit Canal Street, vintage gold medallion. Smoking blunts in front of public housing. Wild until they throw me in them cups, mouth full of fronts. Look like Master P up in my Cartiers. Diamonds shining in the frames. Changed the game and made them say, ain't no limits to this shit. Life's a flick, just sticking to the script. My life is like a movie, they should film me through it. Take a pic, be sure to frame this shit. Forever me was always G, way before this famous shit. Y'all just pretend to do it.
You say you got them guns, but I've never seen you bang. You say you got them drums, but I've never seen you slay. Yet to see you play. You say you going up, but nobody feels the same. You say you got them guns, but I never seen you bang. You say you got them drums, but I never seen you slay. You say you in a gang, but I yet to see you play. You say you going up, but nobody feels the same.
Rap gang like the crack gang, swear it's all the same.
Awesome.
Whipping soda through the pot, watch it bubble, flexing muscle, hit the block. I bet I teach you niggas how to.
Awesome.
So I hope you guys were able to, you know, see the variety of flows and rhyme schemes that he uses in that song. You know, he doesn't go like four bars, you know, just filling them in with raps to make a 16-bar verse. He keeps it creative, keeps it interesting, and that's what I love about him. And you could also notice in that song, you know, the subject matter. He's talking about hustling, he's talking about, you know, references to selling drugs and stuff, and from what I understand, he's really about it. I mean, his brother and his dad were both involved in that side of things and ended up having their lives cut short. So, you know, he's not, you know, making it up like some other rappers out there. He's really seen this stuff, really been through it. So, you know, his lyrics are real, and you always like to see that in an artist, although it's unfortunate that it comes from those circumstances. But he seems to have made the most of it. And so if you're looking to get into ASAP's discography, I would recommend Long Live ASAP first. That's his album from 2013. It's his first studio full-length album. So, and that's probably a top 10 album of the 2010s for me, like of this new generation of rappers and artists. You know, I think that one stands out, you know, since the turn of the decade as one of the better albums that's been released. And then second, I would say At Long Last ASAP, which Canal Street comes from. That was his 2015 release. A lot of people that put that ahead of Long Live ASAP. Not in my opinion. I think that the you know, the rapping is a little more subdued on here, but the production is probably better, and he has a lot of, you know, unknown features on here that perform well. Both I would highly recommend. I mean, he's number 7 on my list, so I definitely like his work. His Live Love ASAP mixtape I would put 3rd. That is a little more inconsistent. There are some great tracks on there, but also some skippable ones, and a little less focused, and, you know, not as many great features as his other two albums. Still fun to listen to, and there's some bonus tracks on there that are hidden gems. So, you know, I would check all three of those out. Deep Purple, that's kind of for, you know, hardcore fans. If you love ASAP Rocky, you can check that out. I don't think it's one of his better projects, but it helped get him on the map and, you know, helped progress his career forward. So, you know, I'm thankful for that. So that'll wrap up number 7 on our new school countdown. ASAP Rocky will get number 6 next week. And so stay looking forward to that. And now we're going to get into the album reviews. The first one we're going to do is Good For You by Aminé. And this is Aminé's debut album, the first full-length project he's put out. And it couldn't have been timed better. If you've heard of Aminé's name, it's probably from either his hit single Caroline, which went double platinum, and no one really knew him before that. And he really blew up. He was all over the radio. Everybody was playing that song like at parties and stuff. So you probably heard him from that, or you would have heard him from his XXL Freshman Selection. He was on their magazine as one of the 10, you know, upcoming artists. And I covered their ciphers from about a few weeks ago. I can't remember exactly when they dropped. But so we've talked about Aminé a little bit on here. And, you know, I don't think he could have timed this album better. His name has never been more of, you know, on top of people's minds. So it was a great time to drop a project and prove he's one of the better guys in that freshman class. And honestly, when Caroline came out, I thought he was a one-hit wonder. You know, I thought, okay, yeah, he made one great song and he'll probably disappear. It's going to be tough for him to make a full-length project off of that. But after listening to Good For You, I'm going to take that back. I think there's a lot of radio-friendly, you know, pop, mainstream kind of hits on here. A couple examples would be Yellow, Spice Girl, and Wedding Crashers, which I could easily see being released as singles and, you know, getting gold, platinum rankings as solo songs. So I think he might be here to stay after hearing this. And the overall, like, attitude of the album is just fun. Like, he's just got this, like, playful humor going on all the time. It just makes, like, a fun, dancey, bouncy kind of album. And the production matches that. The production isn't, like, anything incredible, but it really fits his rapping style and the kind of fun energy he brings. So in that way, it's kind of a perfect marriage between, you know, the beats and the vocals. And surprisingly, Aminé did a lot more singing on here than rapping. I didn't really see that coming from him, but I actually like what he did with his voice a lot. I mean, he's got this, like, accent. I'm not sure where exactly he's from, what his roots are. But he's got some type of accent going on. Sometimes he overplays it or underplays it. He switches up, like, his tone of voice a lot. He's got these voice inflections that really work well. And that's what you have to do, because if you keep the same tone, like, throughout all your songs, they're all going to kind of blend together and sound the same, and you're going to get bored by the end of the project. But he avoided that. He kept switching it up, and he kept going with different melodies and different sounds and different type of voices. You know, so that kept me listening throughout the whole project, which I think is like 60 minutes on the dot. And the downsides of this project are, you know, the lyrics are very surface level. They're very, like, basic. And a lot of the hooks are, like, kind of cheesy. But for some reason, it just worked. It's really been sticking with me. And I've been listening to this album more than anything since it dropped last week. Definitely more than the Vince Mensa project that we'll cover next. And I don't know, it's just kind of become a guilty pleasure of mine. I know it's not the highest quality of music, but I just can't stop listening to it. So it's really fun. I love playing it in the car. And a lot of people could perceive this as kind of like a pop crossover album. And they could say, you know, it's not very creative. And, you know, he's not pushing any boundaries. And even all the songs are somewhat similar. But I don't know, it didn't bother me too much. A lot of times that can get to me, but in this case, you know, I enjoyed a lot of what he did on here. A couple of the highlights would be Sundays. This is like a relaxed song. And he's pretty much talking about describing like a lazy Sunday morning where, you know, there's no like pressures on him and, you know, he doesn't really have to deal with any problems. He's talking about, you know, he's just sitting around, you know, in his underwear, drinking smoothies and just being lazy. You know, one line he says, you know, fuck a Monday, I love my Sundays. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. He's like, I don't want all the problems that come with, you know, the weekdays. I just want to be able to relax and do my thing. When Caroline came on too, that's like the third track in. And I've heard that song a million times by this point. So I was thinking about, oh, I'll just skip this one and, you know, get to the next one. I know what this song's about. But then, you know, as I was clicking into my phone to skip it, that chorus came in and it was still catchy and I was singing along, you know. And so it's crazy to see the staying power of that song. I thought it'd be old by now, but I still love listening to it. So that was still a highlight on here. A couple others, one like Money, where he talked about like the power of money to influence the things around him, but at the same time, it brings him no satisfaction. And so that was probably the most meaningful song on here. And I did like that one, although sometimes he got a little too serious, like with the song Turf. That was like one of the only songs where there's none of these like playful comedic lines. And it was pretty much just him talking about wanting to get out of his neighborhood and make it big. It wasn't a bad song, but he also kept pretty much the same voice throughout. The chorus was good, not great. And that one just didn't really stick with me. It kind of dropped off from the comedic appeal that he was bringing to his music. And another highlight was Slide. That one was kind of funny concept. He was pretty much telling this girl that he wanted her to come over and slide through because, you know, he says, I'm trying to make my Usher album and my chances get better when you slide through. So, you know, he's pretty much saying he thinks he could make better music like Usher or another guy he mentioned was Michael Jackson just because, you know, the complications that he could cause, she could cause for him could, you know, influence him to make better music. So that was kind of funny because he is kind of right. Like, there's some truth to that about how people make better music after situations like that. So, yeah, overall, I liked what he did on here, and I'm going to give it a solid 7.5 out of 10. It probably should be lower, but I can't help but add my personal enjoyment and the replay value for me on the project so far. It's probably closer to a 7, but I'm going to give it a 7.5, and I'm going to stick by that. I'll play two songs for you guys here. We're going to start with Yellow, which is one of the songs I could easily see being, you know, a big radio single. It's kind of got it gives you a good idea, actually, of what I described the album as. I mean, it's got this somewhat of like a cheesy hook that I usually wouldn't like, but combined with just like the fun, like playful lyrics of the whole song, I enjoyed it. So here we go. This is Yellow by Amine from his debut album, Good For You.
I was down, yeah. Now I'm better. Stunting with my dogs like my first name, Cruella. Black girls love me cause a nigga got some feta. And white girls love me like my first name, Coachella. I'm a kick drum. I go pretty dumb. West side nigga, 503 is where I'm from. Looking at my face, you could tell I know my place. You say amen, I say amen right after I say my grace.
I wanna flex, I wanna show off. Humble when I'm blunt, but I gotta go hard. You're damn right, I'm feeling myself. You know you do the same if that was yourself.
I was broke. Now I'm starting like my daddy. Flyers under the sea, I'm getting Krabby Patties. Dukes gave me juice, so this beef feel like it's caffy. Dreadlock nigga, so my hair is pretty nappy. Boppers give me love, love. I could give a fuck. No. Young Metro said he trust her, so I gave the girl a hug. Girl, hey. I got a bag of tricks, I don't do the politics. I rock yellow on some yellow, like what purple is the prince.
I wanna flex, I wanna show off. Humble when I'm blunt, but I gotta go hard. You're damn right, I'm feeling myself. You know you do the same if that was yourself. I wanna flex. Woo. I wanna show off. Hey. Humble when I'm blunt, but I gotta go hard. Yeah. You're damn right, I'm feeling myself. You know you do the same.
So that was Yellow, and I could definitely, like I said, see that being a big song on the radio to follow up Caroline as a big single off of this album. Even with that cheesy hook, but that's what a lot of pop music is and what a lot of mainstream music appeals to people. So, yeah, I think Aminé's here to stay, and I think he can keep putting out songs like that. Next, I'm going to play my favorite song from the album, which is Sundays, which I described earlier as that, you know, relaxed, laid-back song. So this is Sundays by Aminé.
Up on this Sunday with no motivation in my body, no whoa. Phone drier than Mojave. Daddy diabetic, so he eat his pancakes with agave. Mama headed to the church now, and she left me at the house. She left me at the house. Religious, but I'm lazy. Naked like a nudist, Fruity Loops and Stanley Kubrick. Peanut butter jelly, cousin bumping Machiavelli. Sipping Stellas with my fellas, bumping nothing but fellow cootie. Groupies say they wanna do me, truly that feel like a blessing. But finding one to love is getting harder every second. Niggas would rather be single than see a wedding day. Niggas that either end up at heaven or Kevin's gates. I bench press my problems like at another weight, and act like it's alright when it's not. Whoa. Some days we get Sundays, but most days the rain comes down, and I feel like I'm bound to drown. Jesus Christ, whoa, truth is my religion, my beliefs are not forgiven. Some days we get Sundays, but most days the rain comes down, and I feel like I'm bound to drown. Jesus Christ, whoa, truth is my religion, my beliefs are not forgiven. I've been sipping red wine since a toddler. Blood of Christ sacrificed for my father. My daddy love me and hate me like Mr. Fokker. My sister happy that I can afford Supreme. Mama called, she said, don't worry about me, baby, get your problems solved. I told her, ask me for whatever, whenever you want. I just went double platinum. Mama say my health is more important than my album. I'm not loud, I'm Ethiopian rowdy. Send my parents to Maui, now they skin look like a brownie. Yo-yo see me grind, Demetrius say he proud. My niggas lift me up whenever I'm about to drown. Fuck a Monday, I love my Sundays. I head to Costco and get a smoothie. Mama say count your blessings, so I did and now I realize.
So that's Sunday. That's gotta be my favorite song on the album. I've had that thing on repeat, played it so many times since the album dropped. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Top tracks on Good For You would be that one, Sundays, Caroline, Money, Slide, and Yellow. My least favorite tracks being Heebie Jeebies, Beach Boy, and Turf. But if you're looking for, you know, just a fun album to ride to, it's also great background music, just the vibe to it, the attitude of it. So I definitely recommend checking it out, and that'll conclude the Aminé Good For You album review. And next we're going to get into Vic Mensa's The Autobiography. So as I mentioned last episode, Vic Mensa put out a 4-song EP called The Capsule about maybe a month or 2 months ago, and the point of that was to build up the hype around his first full-length commercial album, and I thought it was pretty good. He had songs on there, Rage and OMG, which appear as bonus tracks here, and he did have one song called Rolling Like a Stoner that does appear on the album that I'm not a fan of, but overall, it did its job. I was hyped for this album. I thought it was going to be like an 8 or higher. It didn't turn out that way, but let's get into it. So, as the title would suggest, The Autobiography. This is pretty much Vic laying out all the incidents and moments and events that shaped who he is as a person now. All the things that he witnessed and experienced growing up that influenced who he eventually became and, you know, what his values and beliefs are. And a lot of it has to do with, like, either relationships he's been through or seeing his friends pass away at a young age growing up in, you know, the troubled city of Chicago. all this stuff. And I love themes like this. It's one of the reasons that I love Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. One of the reasons I'm a big fan of Under Pressure by Logic. Both those albums do similar things. They have similar concepts to this one. Unfortunately, Vic was far more inconsistent than those other two guys were with their attempts. He seemed to be all over the place. He kind of got into this like rock side of things. To me, he reminded me of like a desperate poor man's J. Cole, who had a heavy rock influence as a kid. And it leads to some questionable instrumentals and unfortunately some bad singing that ruined well-written songs. A few songs that were tough to listen to just because his vocals were We Could Be Free, Gorgeous, and The Heaven on Earth Reprise. Specifically, We Could Be Free was a really well-written song, very politically, socially conscious, very meaningful song. And unfortunately, it's just tough to listen to based on his vocals. Had he given the singing portions of it to a good like R&B singer or just a good hook singer, it could have been one of the best tracks on here. You know, he could have just kept his rap verse at the end, and I think I would have really enjoyed it, but unfortunately, he's just not a good enough vocalist to carry this song. And, you know, that happened to be a theme on here with a lot of tracks. I know I've discussed this on my Instagram page, and some people have disagreed with me. They say the singing's fine. I don't know, I guess it's just a personal preference. You guys can take a listen to the album and, of course, come up with your own opinions. It's not like everything I say is fact. So, you know, just the way that I interpret the music. The one, like, rock-influenced singing success on here was Rage, which I mentioned was on the Capsule. And this came in as a bonus track along with OMG, which is kind of a weird dynamic because he said before releasing the album that only Rolling Like a Stoner was going to carry from the Capsule to the actual album. And so he was kind of admitting Rage and OMG don't belong here, but then he put them on, so I don't know. It's kind of like he knew that they were the better songs on the album, and he really wanted them on there, but he didn't want them to count as the actual storyline of the album. So I don't know. I don't know how to interpret those. I really like those two songs, but he came out and said he doesn't want them on the album, so kind of a weird dynamic going on there. But Rage I really did enjoy. I'll play that for you guys later. I thought his vocals on there were good, and you know, the guitar action going on was also solid. One song he really failed in that degree was the song I mentioned, Rolling Like a Stoner. I don't understand the point of this song. It doesn't talk about any incidents in his life. It doesn't explain any previous experiences. He's pretty much just taking on the persona of a drugged out frontman of a band. And I really, this is almost an unlistenable song for me. One of the worst songs I've heard in 2017. And then also, he has this song Homewrecker, which is not a bad storytelling track, but then he throws like Weezer on the end of it with like, he changes up the instrumental and it's more of like a guitar-based thing. And I don't really understand why he did that. I mean, the story was already told, it was over, and then Weezer just comes in at the end. And also, you can easily tell Weezer's a much better singer than him. And, you know, that was one of the moments where I was like, okay, yeah, Vic's got to step his game up if he's going to have this guy on his album. But it didn't feel right. And speaking of things not feeling right, a lot of the lyrics on here just felt forced to me. Instead of sound like a stream of consciousness off the top of his head, it felt like he had sat down and, like, spaced out his bars and, like, filled it in, like, afterwards. And I know everybody writes their material on albums, but usually it doesn't feel that way. It comes off as a nice, even flow. And for whatever reason, maybe it was just the flow that was messing with me, but it just sounded very mechanical and forced. There were definitely some highlights on here, one being Heaven on Earth, which has incredible storytelling, great lyrics, and really stood out as one of the better songs I've heard in a while. It's a cool concept. He's pretty much writing to one of his friends who was murdered, and the first verse is him writing a letter to his friend in heaven, pretty much saying, you know, I miss you a lot. I wish you were still here. Say what up to all the other guys up there. And, you know, it's pretty touching. And then the second verse is his friend Cam writing back. And then the third verse, we get a crazy surprise. And it's actually the guy who killed his friend writing to Vic saying, you know, I didn't want to. It was an unfortunate incident. I regret it every day. And, you know, I'll play that song for you guys later so you can hear a piece of it. But I definitely recommend going and listening to that one. It's drawn a lot of comparisons to Stan by Eminem. it's not on that level, but there's a lot of similarities between the songs, with guys coming to a sudden realization at the end about some incident that happened in the past. Also, Say I Didn't starts off the album, and this is a great, like, told you so song. He's pretty much saying, you know, I told you I was going to do this, I told you I was going to do this. You know, and he's saying, say I didn't, tell me I didn't say these things, say I didn't tell you I was going to be a huge artist and change the music game, which he hasn't quite done, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. A lot of stuff he said on there was true. And but this is where I've been at with a lot of Vic's projects. He had his mixtape, There's a Lot Going On, and he had great songs on there like 16 Shots, Shades of Blue, and the actual track There's a Lot Going On. But he also mixed it in with two songs I just hated, like Liquor Locker and New Bay. And it feels like we've been at the same spot for a while with Vic, where if he could just put together a good full-length album, it could be a great album and compete, you know, top five, top 10 album of the year. But he's just inconsistent. He puts great songs on there and he puts bad songs on there. And I'm waiting for him to really wrap his mind around a solid project, and it hasn't happened yet. So, you know, maybe I'm going to give this thing a lower rating than it deserves, just because, you know, I've been waiting for a big breakthrough from Vic and I want it so bad, and it's just not coming. And so in that way, it's a little disappointing. But in the end, I'm going to give this a 6.7 out of 10. Not a terrible rating. It is buoyed up by, you know, the good songs on here. And unfortunately, it is really dragged down by the bad songs on here. So, oh, another quick note is the production. It was very uninvolved. There's a lot of tracks where it's just a really basic, like, drum line, and that was it. At this stage in music, you need good beats to help carry you, especially, like I said, if your lyrics are coming across a little bit forced and, you know, the flow is kind of not there. It's a little choppy. Good instrumentals would have really helped him on here. Instead, it kind of hung him out to dry at times. So, I don't know. I guess I'm still waiting for a good project from Vic, and this just wasn't it. So, top tracks would be Heaven on Earth, Rage, OMG, Down for Some Ignorance, and Say I Didn't. Worst tracks would be Rolling Like a Stoner, Gorgeous, and We Could Be Free. So we'll get into a couple of the tracks from this album. We're going to start with Heaven on Earth, which is that great storytelling song. I just wish Vic could do this more often. I mean, the flows, the lyrics on here, everything is great. And it's just clear evidence that he is a good artist. And I wish he could just put it all together and make a great project. So this is Heaven on Earth by Vic Mensa from his album, The Autobiography.
Yeah. Heaven, listen. Here on earth. I hope you read this shit. Here on earth. Yeah. What up, Cam? It's your little bro. Been a while since we spoke. What is hit it for? Yeah. The other day I saw your sister, bro. Sad it had to be at another funeral. That was a wild summer. Same when they took Rod from us. When I heard they stabbed him in the side, swear to God, I could feel that shit in my stomach. And yo, I heard it with some niggas from the Wild Hunters. That sneaky bitch set you up, man. Fuck, man, this shit is tough, man. Over some petty ass weed. I was like anybody but Cam. I called Autumn immediately, needed someone to feed it to me. I couldn't stomach it on my own. I wanted to throw up like I was chugging Patron. Now every time I run through your number in my phone, I'm thinking about bullet holes running through your dome. I just saw you that week on 53rd. I'm tearing up, man. It's hard to put this shit in words. It's like Macklemore at the Grammys, man. I just feel like you got some shit you didn't deserve. You was a good nigga, but the good niggas always die young. Fuck around with them hood niggas. I know you had your hands in that dirt, but they ain't had to air you out outside that Kenwood Liquors. That shit'll never, ever, ever be the same for me. None of this money take the pain from me. Yeah, but still, for whatever it's worth, I'm just writing you this letter, send it to heaven on earth. What up, Lil Vic? It's your big bro. Been a while, man, but what's good, though? I see you on the road like 10-4. I ain't surprised, I knew you was gonna kill him, no. I heard your song, Holy Holy, that shit really touched me. You was just a little bony homie. To see you in front of thousands of people screaming my name, man, that shit did a lot for me. Sometimes heaven gets lonely. I talked to your grandma, she said, tell Vic I'm proud for me. I got that little liquor you pulled out for me. I was drinking it with Rod, I know that you miss him. I really think you need to keep your squad closely. I mean, Joey, Kane, Smoke, Tokyo, you know, you ride or die, homie. Cause to be honest, them other niggas is all phony. But you really gotta stay off them drugs, man. They no good for you. I seen you in that bathroom stall, suicidal with that gun in hand. How could you wanna die? Shit is so good for you. Heaven ain't that bad though. Just a lot of sunny days, mad dope. I smoked with Kurt Cobain yesterday. He said he liked your shit. And to tell you that you on the right path though, don't cry.
So yeah, clear talent there from Vic. Just needs to put it together on a full-length album, as I keep saying, so... And that was one of the exceptions to the production note I had. I do like the beat on that. It was pretty, there are multiple layers to it, a lot going on. And the next one we're going to play for you is Rage by Vic Mensa.
Command, we've lost control. The engine's bound to crash. The lightning strikes when bright. Do not go gently. It's just my luck. You shot my bluff down from 1,000 miles. I'm falling fast. I'm falling fast. I want you to rage into the night. I want you to blaze into the light before your final flight. Before you fight your fight. I want you to rage into the night. Racing, red as a burning road. Oh.
I always wonder whether leaving meant something deeper than freedom. To be able to see everything I see when I'm sleeping. Niggas waking up with no job, no mob lynching, we still hanging. White man telling niggas to ball like Phil Jackson. Pray to Jordan, the play was enough to put up the bill. And the train don't stop, and we ain't had to ride the rails. Gas in the tank, hardly enough to make it home. They say home's where the haters, I'm from where they kill they own. Probably film it on their phone, a generation addicted. The technology problems we face is so conflicted. To take the burning road and just roll with the punches. Niggas thought I was gone, our Derrick Rose from the trenches. Same fences, we judges and shorty still in the way. Sometimes I wish I could fly far, far away. When my sins fall down like pouring rain. Almost slip my knot, hope I don't fall again. Standing on my feet, feel so small just to look into space. It's heavy just to stay up there and wonder what waits. So much we don't understand, still right in front of our face. I light a match for the Jets. I want you to rage into the night. I want you to blaze into the light.
And that was one of the only songs where I really enjoyed Vic's vocals. I thought he did a good job there. And probably if you haven't heard the album and you just heard those two songs, like, really, a 6.7? Like, those songs were dope. And you're right, like, I like those songs a lot, but unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff weighing this album down, and that's why I had to give it a low score. But go listen to it and, you know, form your own opinions, because a lot of people are disagreeing with me on this and giving it a higher score. So who knows, maybe it's just me, but, you know, I recommend giving it a listen to form your own opinions, because it is a pretty controversial album right now. And that'll wrap up the Vic Mensa, the autobiography review. So now we'll move on to the Song of the Week, or in this case, Songs of the Week, which, yes, I do have two tracks for you guys this week since I didn't have one last episode. And the first one, it's a new Brockhampton song. They're back. Even after Saturation came out 2 months ago, they're back, put out a single for their new album, Saturation 2. And Gummy dropped, I think, 2 days ago it was now, and people are going crazy about this song. You know, there's already talk, like, is Saturation 2, is Brockhampton going about two albums that are top five albums of the year, and I'm really hyped about it, and they just don't let up. This song has so much energy. I mean, it's a banger. I love the way the beat drops. Kevin Abstract kills his verse. Amir Vaughn kills his verse. Don McLennan is great. Matt Champion, I thought, was probably the weakest verse out of the group, but still not bad. He brought a lot of energy. And so let's get into it. This is Gummy by Brockhampton.
These niggas take me for granted. What would happen if I vanish? Better 100, they panic. My shooters only speak Spanish. Keep my heart with my dogs. Keep my car in the yard. I can't drive in nowhere, so I let you niggas take off. Seen the shit that they drop. That shit not instantly hot. I give that instant rebop. That replay value go off. That make my value go up. I keep that bow in my cup. My niggas rolling, got the going with 1,000 a bus. That nigga Kevin K. Rap. He too sappy with his shit. He don't rep me with his shit. He on that teenage bullshit. Ain't he about 20 and shit? When he let go of that shit, he'll probably be a little quarter. Y'all agree with me, shit? That nigga need an accusation. He ain't acting like a grown up. Ain't that boy protect us? He ain't acting like a soldier. Knew that boy in high school, man. That nigga wasn't awkward. And I know his mama, man. That nigga just a liar.
Cash don't last. My friends are right with me. Keep him in my bag. We rob the limousine. When the guns go pow, won't bother us again. I don't wanna do it, but they keep on pushing me.
Cash don't mean shit, shit. Grab my last bitch, bitch. Cash my last check, check. Cash don't mean shit, shit. Cash don't mean shit, shit. Grab my last bitch, bitch. Cash my last check.
Call me king of the niggas, I need a crown made of thorns. God said let there be light on the day I was born. Step off the ship with the slaves, then I go hit the stage. I just left in a whip, all I need is a chain. I don't trust no niggas, and I don't trust no bitch, cause people talk too much. I bought a black 4/5 in a brand new.
And I hate to cut Amir off there, but you gotta end the song at some point. But so much energy there. Another great, interesting instrumental, that's a vibe. Another just chorus that is super catchy, super addictive, and I just love what these guys are doing. I'm really excited for Saturation 2. So that's the first song of the week, Gummy by Brockhampton. The next song of the week is much less known. It's by a guy, I believe his name is Mer Fontaine, maybe it's Mir, Meyer, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name. I'm going to call him Mer Fontaine, and he has a song called Frank Ocean, and this is from his Camden mixtape, which came out about a month ago. It came out in June, and I actually didn't hear about this guy until one of my friends sent me one of his songs and said, check this out, and I ended up listening to his full mixtape, and the guy's really talented. I haven't heard anything about him, and so hopefully he gets on the scene. The song is Frank Ocean, and it's a nice song. He's pretty much talking to, you know, his girl, saying, you know, I'm an aspiring artist. I put out great music, but still every time, you know, I'm with you, you're listening to J. Cole and Drake and Frank Ocean. And that's probably really relatable for a lot of artists trying to make the come up out there, because no one's really giving them a chance. Everybody's listening to the mainstream music, stuff that's on the radio, the big name artists. So I'm sure this is super relatable for, you know, a lot of young aspiring rappers and just artists in general out there. So we'll get into it. This is Frank Ocean by Mer Fontaine.
Lately I've been wondering why you don't play my shit. Claim you've been a fan since I got beats from SoundClick. But every time I see you, you play Drake's old shit, J. Cole shit, Frank Ocean. That's everyday shit. I ain't hating, I just wanna be your favorite. Understand that I'm a legend in the making. Change your situation, situation.
You see, I'm from Jersey, baby. You know we get caught on the side, and we just be praying for summer, even though that's when everyone died. Gunshots in the darkness, don't come outside if you're scared. That word in that walk, he got fiends in the alley, it feel like he's walking dead. Yeah, yeah, that's why my love is unforgettable. Not your average individual, and my bitch a walking swimming pool. I splash in it when I'm in the mood. All these dollar signs in my bank account, try to spend it all on you. Said I wouldn't leave on your ass, but I still want to brine on you. I just pray for 100 bands, homie just want 100 guns. I pray he live to see 25, see a savage under 21. 21, 21, 21, that's the age he took my number one. His favorite movie was The Drumline, around the king, them drummers come, yeah. And I don't do the lead, all these dollars in my jeans, yeah. Swear this life is but a dream, but you never listen to me, no. Lately I've been wondering why you don't play my shit. Claim you
been a fan since I got beats from SoundCloud. But every time I see you, you play Drake's old shit, J. Cole shit, Frank Ocean. That's everyday shit. I ain't hating, I just wanna be your favorite. Understand that I'm a legend.
So that's your second song of the week, Merfontaine with Frank Ocean. Definitely recommend to check out his mixtape Camden, which dropped, like I said, in June. And speaking of guys who are under the radar, a little underground, not known of, if anybody out there listening has a mixtape or, you know, a beat tape or anything that they want to send in for me to, you know, listen to and promote on here, I'm happy to do so. I'd love to support, you know, the local guys that aren't getting too much attention. So, you know, anywhere. It doesn't have to be from CT. It doesn't have to be too local. Just anyone looking to make it, aspiring to be an artist, send me your stuff. I got one email from a guy after last episode, sent me his beat tape, and I'll be talking about him and getting his name out on the next episode. So yeah, just if you have any work, send it in. You know, I'd love to support you guys and help you guys be successful. So that'll wrap up the Song of the Week segment here. And we're just about done with the episode. I'm just going to talk about some upcoming releases here. Number one is The Booty Tape by Ugly God, coming out August 4th. I'm not a huge fan of Ugly God. He was one of the XXL freshman selections. One of the bigger names on there, actually. A lot of people like his music. He has a big single called Water. I personally find no enjoyment from it. But, you know, he's a big name. I'll have to give it a listen. And then ASAP Mob, they're taking over August. They announced a couple days ago that they're taking over. ASAP 12E is dropping 12 on August 4th. ASAP Mob as a collective is dropping Cozy Tapes Volume 2 on August 25th. And we'll also have a new ASAP Ferg album titled Still Striving coming August 18th. So it'll be the month of ASAP. And ironic that I talked about ASAP Rocky earlier in the show. And hopefully, you know, Ferg is probably the second best guy in ASAP right now. Pretty universally recognized as number two behind Rocky. And then after that, there's a pretty big drop-off. So maybe ASAP 12E can come in. He's put out a couple singles from his upcoming album, 12, that have been solid. So, you know, hopefully that takes off and ASAP Mob as a group can, you know, elevate their status. And I like how ASAP Ferg titled his album Still Striving after his previous effort, Always Strive and Prosper, which for those who don't know, that's what ASAP stands for, ASAP, Always Strive and Prosper. Probably should have mentioned what that acronym stood for earlier in the show, but it's whatever. I just kind of thought people would know, but now that I'm thinking about it, that was a little bit ignorant of me. So, but yeah, those are the upcoming releases. I hope you guys enjoyed the two album reviews. Go check out those albums. Go check out those two singles as well, Gummy by Brockhampton and Frank Ocean by Merfontaine. As always, we'll have two new album reviews coming for you guys next week. We'll have Song of the Week and number six on my new school countdown, so look forward to that. And until then, stay bumping that good music. Get some new hip-hop for your ears. Check out the albums and songs I outlined here. And until then, the Hip Hop Enthusiast is signing off. So peace. Catch you guys next time.